views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help as many people as possible, moms especially, to awaken to their vibrant, powerful selves so that they can fully enjoy the life they've come here to live. And also, so that they can help to spread peace, love, and awareness on the planet. Now, my guest today is doing an incredible job of spreading peace, love, and awareness on the planet. And so when I had the opportunity to have him join me on the show, I simply had to jump on it. Dr. John DeMartini is a human behavioral specialist who provides practical solutions to life's challenges. I first heard him speak a few years ago, and his message about really knowing and understanding your values and then using that information to truly guide you in life has stuck with me right up to today. Dr. DeMartini is the first male guest that I've had on this show, and I'm really excited to see what he has to share with us today to help us all become more aware of how we can create extraordinary lives. Dr. DeMartini, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Well, thank you. What a great opportunity to be the first male on the show.
Yes, this is special. It is an absolute pleasure to have you with us here today. I went to your website, which is drdemartini.com, and that will be up on my blog if people don't know how to spell it. And I went there just to poke around and remind myself of all the wonderful things that you offer. And I found a bunch of things to fuel our conversation for today. However, I really want you to know that if there's something in particular you feel would really help moms live a vibrant and powerful life, and I'm not mentioning it, please feel free to take the conversation there. You have a much greater understanding of what you could offer than the many gems that I've uncovered. Fair enough?
That sounds like a winner.
Awesome. Okay. So with that said, one of the first things I found as soon as I opened up your website was this quote, and I would love for you to expand upon this quote for us. The quote is, "Discover how to be resourceful in your perceptions and actions. Then, no matter what happens in your life, there's something you can do to achieve something extraordinary from it."
Well, William James, the father of modern psychology over 120 years ago now, stated that the greatest discovery of his generation is that human beings can alter their life by altering their perceptions and attitudes of mind. And I'm a firm believer, after now working with thousands, literally tens of thousands of people, one-on-one with people, that it really doesn't matter what happens to you. It has everything to do with what you perceive, what you decide to do with it, and how you act upon it.
Right.
You have control over three things in life: your perceptions, decisions, and actions, nothing more. And so it's not what happens. And if you can take and ask the right questions, because the quality of our lives is based on the quality of the questions we ask, if we can ask the right questions, equilibrate our mind, we can make anything that experience in life on the way, not in the way, and use it as fuel, not baggage, so we become masters of our destiny, not victims of our history.
Right. I love that. Make it on the way, not in the way. Beautiful. Yeah. So in 2013, you were the keynote at the Global Speaker Summit, and I was there just sitting trying to absorb everything that you were saying. And what I remember you talking about was really connecting with your values and then embracing them to create a powerful and authentic life. In fact, I even have a quote from my notes. When you live congruently with your hierarchy of values, you awaken your natural leader. And so when I was looking at my notes and thinking about what to talk about today, I thought, well, moms aren't anything if we aren't leaders. And so we need our natural leader to be awakened. I'm wondering if you can give us a couple minute kind of crash course in how a person might do this.
Well, every human being, every woman on the planet, regardless of their age or development, they have a set of priorities, a set of values, things that are most important to least important in their life at any moment in their life. And that can evolve and change, but at any particular moment, they have a set. Mm-hmm. This set of priorities, this set of values, dictates their perceptions, decisions, and actions. And so anytime you're setting goals and intentions or attentions that are aligned to what is what you value most, your highest value, you have the highest probability of achieving it, highest probability of seeing opportunities, making decisions quickly, and taking actions that you persevere on. You are spontaneously inspired from within to fulfill what you value most. Nobody actually goes to work for the sake of a job. They go to work to fulfill what they value most. Nobody's really in a relationship except to fulfill what they value most. Everything we do is based on what we value. Even our identity revolves around our highest value. Our purpose revolves around our highest value. What we want to learn revolves around our highest value. It's the cornerstone of our own existence. It's the essence behind our existence. And so I help people find out what that is and then structure their life wisely in priority according to what they value most. Because anytime you're doing things that are high in your value, you grow in self-worth, you spontaneously are inspired, you have more fuel and energy, you automatically expand your space and time horizons, and you give yourself permission to do something extraordinary as a leader. You emerge as a leader. But anytime you're doing lower priority things, you're devaluing yourself. You're automatically moving into the lower primitive part of the brain where you want immediate gratification instead of long-term vision. And this shrouds and clouds the clarity of our mission and hinders the power that we have as a mom or as a woman to make a difference in the world, whether we're working with our children or working with people and leaders in the world.
Okay, so when we're talking about, I mean, we have our high priorities, and certainly there's things I go out and I do, and when I'm doing them, I feel so strengthened by them. So what do you do about like the little mundane things that come up, you know, that are your low priority items but still have to be done?
Okay, now here's something that is probably going to challenge a lot of women that are listening here, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's true.
And it's important we challenge people.
Yes, because as long as you are allowing yourself to do low priority things in your life and not engaging in delegating those items, you're trapping yourself, you're devaluing yourself, you're disempowering yourself, and the unfulfillment you have will be projected onto other people, close loved ones, and it's a feedback mechanism to let you know you're not being authentic, because the authentic you is your highest values. So if you have a remote capacity with your education and skills to earn an income or somehow negotiate an increased income where you can actually delegate the things that are uninspiring to you, even at home, mm-hmm. to other people who would love to do that, you've liberated yourself from the bondage of the low priority actions and you've trained your children on how to live wisely.
Nice. You know, you just reminded me how when I started working full-time when my kids were still young, but had just started school, I said to my husband, here's the deal. If I'm working, I'm hiring someone to clean my house. And I thought that that was just so that I could play with the kids more and such when I came home. But I couldn't believe how beautiful it felt for me when I would come home to this house that was already cleaned by somebody else who loved doing it.
Can I share a story that I think may be helpful?
Oh, please do.
It'll take a minute, but it's worth it, I think.
Okay.
I was in Seattle, Washington, teaching a program that I do around the world called the Breakthrough Experience. I've done it 1,118 times.
Wow.
This program, we had a young couple there that were probably 31 and 32. Both of them were doctors, and they both practiced once together full-time. She then had a child, and she still practiced and had a nanny. And then she got a second child, and she decided to give up her practice and put full-time focus on her children. Mm-hmm. And she was reading books written by other women who may not have had the potential to have the same income and therefore were trying to be supermoms. What was interesting is she was frustrated because now she's making puree vegetable concentrates. She's making cotton diapers.
Right.
She's cleaning her house. She's cooking her own food. She's going on errands. She's driving the kids around. She's doing this. She's doing 100 different things, all of which are $10 to $20 to $25 an hour jobs. She was making $400 plus an hour as in a practice.
Right.
And what she was doing is starting to unconsciously resent it because she's trying to live in the values of somebody else that didn't have that opportunity and trying to be a super mom according to somebody who wrote the book on it but didn't have the income potential. And she was resenting it because she was expecting her husband to come home and do half those things too. And he wasn't because now he's having to work twice as hard to pay all the bills. And so there was some conflict and tension and frustration, and she was sticking her kids in front of video games so she could get the other things done. And she was frustrated, and she didn't want to admit it because she wanted to put on a good air and be the super mom. But she was burning out. And I said to her, I made her make a list of everything she was doing as a mom at home. And this was an exhaustive list. This thing was over 100 items.
Right.
I mean, men really don't comprehend what goes on at home. A lot of them. And I don't think they can afford their wives half the time. And so what happens is she made this list, and we put a dollar value on what it produced and what it cost if she was to delegate that. And then she looked at how much time was spent on it. And then she looked at what would happen if she gave herself permission to work part-time and hire specialists around the house. And she decided she was going to work 8 hours a week, making $400 an hour, with $3,200 a week, which is about $13,000 almost a month. She was going to put $4,000 into savings for their education for the kids. She's going to pay a few thousand dollars for specialists to help in teaching them new languages and to go and do shopping, cleaning, and all the household experiences, and to run the kids around for some of the things. And then she had absolute amazing time with her kids every evening and on the days she didn't work. And she actually loved her kids more. She gave herself permission to be herself, and she didn't end up overwhelming herself, and she wasn't bitching at her husband. She was actually inspired by what she did, and her husband actually was more able to have time with her because he didn't have to work and pay for everything.
Right.
And it worked. Their relationship, their dynamic with their children, I mean, it was just amazing the difference when she gave herself permission to honor her true values and be true to what she wanted and not subordinate to what everybody expects her to do, but to actually be true to what she actually would love to do as a mom.
What a fantastic story. I mean, it flips the whole model on the head, right? That the whole idea that you have to want to be home with your kids and doing all those kinds of things to really create a happy home. There's that message that so many of us don't even believe anymore, and yet it's still there and it's kind of ingrained in us. And so I love that. I mean, you focus on what you really value and everything changes.
Well, you're going to be fulfilled because your children will, I guarantee your children, I've been working with children a long time, and children know when parents are frustrated.
Oh,
many
yes.
Times they misinterpreted it at the problem. They misinterpreted that they're causing stress to mommy. And what happens is when all of a sudden mommy is able to fulfill and them give them a reality check, the children become more autonomous. They learn things that the mother can't always do. I mean, imagine when the baby comes out and is born and it looks up at the mother and said, "What are your credentials, by the way?" And she goes, there's nothing disrespectful for allowing the child to have you totally be present with them and love them and spend great time with them, but also have other specialists to help. There's
yes.
Absolutely nothing disgraceful about that. In fact, if you look at the socioeconomic climbing, you'll see that the ones that are poorest have the one mother doing everything. And the ones that are most encouraging and most educated are the ones that have specialists, because it gives people, the children, the opportunity to socialize and learn new things and learn languages and learn things they would never learn otherwise. So it's actually to now, if the mother loves being there and loves to do all those things and doesn't have options as far as career to earn income, then fantastic. But you got to be honest with yourself. Because your
Absolutely.
Children can pick up on it. You've got to be honest, integral, and authentic to what you really love. And then you'll love your kids even more because they can sense that and they don't want to be in your way. They want to be on the way, not in the way.
Yes. You know, I'm always reminding moms that if we truly want to give your family a gift, focus on your own needs, your personal development, because when you look after yourself, everybody else around you feels it. And, you know, you raise your own vibrational energy, you bring them up with you. It's, yeah, a beautiful thing. So what about then, if they don't have that kind of that access to the money, what you're saying then is still focus on what you value, because that will strengthen you to bring in more money?
Well, you have two things now. You either can go and do what you love through delegating, which is wisdom. Mm-hmm. That increases the economy and helps give specialties. It allows you to go and do what you love, and you can't wait to get up in the morning and do your service to the world. And when you do, you show your children how to live. Or link, if you don't have that option yet, you don't have an income to produce, then link what you're doing to your values, because when you see them on the way, they're not in the way. It's all about perception. You're not a victim of what's going on. You're based on, it's the perception you have of it that makes the difference. So if you ask yourself, how is doing these actions temporarily until I can earn the income and delegate them, how is doing them temporarily helping myself and my children fulfill their dreams? If you do that and you see it on the way, it's not in the way, and you have a different perspective on it temporarily until you can delegate. But gaining specialized knowledge and going after your own dreams and not feeling trapped by the social idealisms about how you're supposed to be by other people's values is wisdom. So if you see that you could go and pursue a career, then take the time to educate yourself and give yourself permission to go after the things that you love in life, in addition to having a great motherhood and raising beautiful children. All the above. You can have what you want. There's nothing stopping you except your own way you manage your time.
Absolutely. You can have that vibrant and powerful life. Love it. Love it. Love it. So in line with this, you say that it's essential to know and embrace all seven primary areas of your life before looking for your loving partner. Now, I know that might be a fairly big conversation, but I'm hoping you can just explain a little bit of it, because this is such a big deal, that happiness at home, happiness with your partner.
Well, there are seven areas of life: our spiritual quest, which is an inspired mission, our mind development quest, which is waking up our genius, and we all have it, in innovative creative mind, our career quest, which is contribution of service, our financial quest, which is striving for having our money work for us instead of we working for it as a slave. Mm-hmm. Our family, love, and intimacy quest, having a partner and family. Our quest for leadership and influence to make a difference in the world. Our quest for beauty and health and vitality and wellness. And also our quest, as I said, for inspiration. All seven of those areas we want to empower. And any area of our life we don't empower, people will overpower. They'll take command of it. We're not a victim of being overempowered. We're simply not empowered. And when we're looking for a mate, and I've asked literally thousands and thousands of women in my programs, how many are looking for a man that's handsome, that's well-built, that looks healthy, that's nice-looking, that you would love to reproduce with? And they all go, yeah, I'd rather have a nice-looking one than an ugly one, for sure. And they're looking for somebody that's healthy and effective. So that's physically, they're looking for somebody that's empowered. They're looking for somebody who's intelligent. They're looking for somebody who is ambitious. They're looking for somebody that has a desire to have ambitions financially, so they're not having to take care of their little boy at home, their husband who's a boy. Mm-hmm. They're looking for somebody that adores them and wants to love them and wants to be with them specifically. They're looking for somebody that is socially gets along and is socially savvy and has and desires to make a difference in the world and is also inspired by something. Every woman is looking for all of those areas, and so are men. So if you empower those areas, you have a higher probability of being selective in the males that you get. And if you do that and you can communicate those powers and what you're dedicated in terms of your husband's or spouse's or partner's values, if you help them get what they want, they turn around and help you get what you want. All relationships are based on values, and everybody wants to fulfill their highest values. If you know what their highest value is and you know what your own highest value is and you link them together, you both can do extraordinary things together on a journey as a married couple, as a mom. The same for your children. They have a set of values, and mastering the art of communicating what you would love in terms of their values makes mothering a whole lot easier than being an autocrat forcing your kids to do things and fighting uphill.
Right. Well, it turns you into a team, right? Working together.
Much wiser to be a team Much wiser to be a team than to be a meme.
Oh, true enough. It's a heck of a lot more fun, I have to say. Okay, that's fantastic. Now, I also stumbled across an article that you wrote. It was on a website for women. I can't remember which one it was, but you also have something on your website about it, about the to-do list. And I was struck by how helpful this information could be for so many moms, because we're always writing our to-do list. Not everybody, but most of us have our to-do list and then get upset when we don't get through everything. And, you know, we add things that we've done that weren't on the to-do list to make us feel better so we can cross them off. And so I'm just wondering if you could share a few of the benefits and perhaps some of the ideas of how we can use our to-do list to our advantage.
Well, the key now, I'm gonna transform that just a tiny bit.
Okay.
To-do list is not a list of things that you think need to be done. A real wise one is a priority list that you are to do. That's a difference.
Nice.
Because many
yes.
times we can fill our mind with low priority actions that distract us, that take up our mind and make us feel overwhelmed and have overwhelming goals, goal overrun. We have so many things, we never get them done, and we always beat ourselves up at the end of the day. This is foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom is to actually stop and ask yourself, what are the highest priority actions today? And I tell people, and I learned this from Mary Kay Cosmetics, who trained a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
Write down the 6 or 7 highest priority actions, not projects that take days, not goals that take weeks, but daily actions that you can get done that day. And the highest priority ones, because when you're filling your day with high priority actions that inspire you, your day doesn't fill up with low priority distractions, don't. When you're filling yourself with the ABCs, you grow in self-worth. If you fill it up with the lower XYZs, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to prioritize and have a checklist on things that you know and proven that help you fulfill your life, that you know help your children, that fulfill what's most meaningful to you, that inspires you. And then tick it off. And do it on a daily basis. And once you make such a habit of it, it's just spontaneously, you might add another one. But don't do goal overrun. Don't sit there and make a long going list that you never get done. You will self-depreciate. You'll put unrealistic expectation in yourself, and you'll scatter yourself with things that aren't really important, but they're just things to do.
Right. So instead of helping you focus, it just creates overwhelm.
It scatters you.
Yeah.
You want to prioritize. Prioritization is life. Anything that's not organizing and prioritizing is automatically undergoing entropy and decay. If we're not fulfilling what we feel is our highest values and purpose in life, we're designed to break down to let us know to go back to what's priority. And so when we are not grateful, there's something we're doing that's low in priority. That's simple as that. If we're not grateful, we're doing low priority things. Because we get the things that are really meaningful to us done every day. We look back and we have a tear of gratitude for the day and we're thankful. And boy, do we treat our children differently and our husband differently.
Absolutely. It puts you in a whole different space.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So we're getting kind of close to the end of our time. And I want to make sure that people know how to determine what their highest values are. So I just want to talk for a moment here about your complementary value determination exercise. That's going to be up. The link for it will be up on my blog as well as on the page that has this interview attached on Transformation Talk Radio. But basically it is drdmartini.com/values. And when you go there, you actually get to go through a process. You need some time to go through this process. So make sure that if your kids are little, that they're busy doing something or gone to bed or something, so that you have the time to really sit down and do this process and use it to help you figure out what your priorities are. Now, I'm guessing you might have a thing or two to add to that, Dr. DeMartini. So anything
well,
you'd like to say?
If you're not filling your day with high priority actions that inspire you, again, it's going to fill up with low priority distractions that don't. One raises your self-worth, one lowers it. So the value determination process on the website will take them about 30 or so minutes to do. And you have to be honest and don't write answers about your fantasies. Just get grounded about what your life demonstrates, because your life demonstrates what you value. And answer it methodically, consistently, just the questions that are there. It's self-explanatory. And when you're done, if you summarize it, you'll have an eye-opening aha about why you do what you do. And it'll help you structure your life by priority more effectively and know what to delegate. Because anything that's not fulfilling that you keep having to do It's only going to make you resent your life and probably the people around you. But if you prioritize, it makes a difference. And I don't know if I have another minute. Do I have at least 1 minute?
Absolutely. I can give you a minute. Go for
it. Okay. I just want to say something. I forgot something when you asked about priorities. Every night, I have three children. My daughter just left here. I'm in South Africa in Johannesburg. She just got left here on a flight back to Houston right now.
Okay.
But when they were young, when they were getting ready to go to bed, they had a checklist. And they had about 12 things that they must do before they go to bed at night. They had to get their homework done. They had to make sure their clothes were out for the next day. Everything was clean. They had to make sure to brush their teeth, floss their teeth, everything. There's a list of things they did. And I used to flip them on the bed, and they used to bounce and flip on the bed. And whoever got the checklist done first got the longest time flipping and playing on the bed. And they're the one that got the funny story before they went to bed. So they would race, compete to try to get all their responsibilities done before they went to bed. And then they went to bed with a peace of mind because nothing was left hanging.
Right.
And that's the way to do your life. If you prioritize your life and you have a checklist that's truly priority and important, not just things to do, but really priorities, you'll end up being grateful for life instead of being frustrated.
Nice. And, you know, I just have to add that one of the things I loved about doing your value determination exercise is the questions made me stop and look around me and think about my everyday and really go inwards, which to me is a big part of empowering. So,
well, if you don't self-inspect and reflect and be honest about who you are, trying to be somebody else, the magnificence of who you are is far greater than any fantasies you'll impose on yourself. So don't subordinate to the people on the outside. Stand on the shoulders of giants, but don't subordinate. Don't try to envy or imitate other people. Don't try to be somebody that's not real for you, or you'll only create symptoms and signs in all areas of your life to wake you up to the magnificence of who you are.
Beautiful. So I want to tell everybody that Dr. DeMartini is also offering a gift, which is the Values Empowerment Factor. It's a presentation on the empowering value of values. It's a $70 gift, and you can access it only until January 5th. So if you happen to be listening today, which is December 25th, you have just a couple weeks to go and access it. And we are right out of time, but Dr. DeMartini, do you have one final little gem you'd like to add in?
Yes, I would really love to say for all the moms out there, before you go to bed at night and the first thing you wake up in the morning is you just say to yourself, I now give myself permission to do something extraordinary on planet Earth because you deserve it. And no matter what I've done or not done, I'm worthy of love.
Nice.
And it is impossible for me not to fulfill my mission. It is my destiny. Rose Kennedy, her mission statement was that I dedicate my life to raising a family of world leaders. Look what she was able to accomplish as a mom.
Beautiful. Well, a huge thank you to you, Dr. DeMartini, for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule to share with us here today. I so appreciate you doing this. An equally huge thank you to you, our listener. I so appreciate you as well. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Dr. John DeMartini, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.